Welcome to Alpha Unleashed with your host, Nadine Hatzidolios-McGill. In this series, Nadine will teach you how to tap into your alpha zone, harness its power, increase your self-esteem, and live a powerful, confident life. And now, here's your host, Nadine Hatzidolios-McGill.
Welcome to Alpha Unleashed, Episode 3, Vision Your Alpha Unleashed. I am your host, Nadine Hatzidolios-McGill, self-esteem expert and seminar leader. In the first two episodes of Alpha Unleashed, we talked about neuroplasticity, which is the rewiring of our brain. Dr. Holly Barditz explained that we can consciously manipulate, which is rewiring, our habitual thought patterns to serve us better. And then she gave us steps on how to change our habitual thought patterns to improve our self-esteem. Today's episode is about envisioning through vision boards to change our thought patterns, and then, ultimately, what transpires in our life. My guest today is Krista Hatzidolios-Muro. So as you can tell by the name, we're sisters. And Krista, I would like to start off by welcoming you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for taking the time out of your day. And I would like to ask you, for people out there who are not familiar with vision boards, can you please explain what they are?
I can start off by telling you, I actually Googled the dictionary definition, so I'm going to start with that. And what the dictionary says is, a vision board is a collage of images and words representing a person's wishes or goals intended to serve as inspiration or motivation. What I would like to add to that is, my spin on it is, I would say a vision board is a very powerful tool to help clarify and then keep focus on your dreams and goals you want to manifest into your life. So that is my definition of a vision board.
Okay, I like your definition.
Thanks, me too.
And how did you get into the vision boarding? And I think I particularly want you to talk about what you sent me in your bio.
We were raised in a Greek-English family. My mom was a Canadian, my dad was right from Greece, and he would tell us stories of the old country is how he would talk about it. And he would talk about going out as families and dancing and eating and cheersing and walking. And as he told these stories, as I was growing up, I would envision this culture and wanting to be there so much and see it. So that is when I, unbeknownst to me, started visualizing. So as a little girl, I was visualizing something I wanted to see and be a part of one day. And then I actually just, I don't remember the first time. So what I do recall is actually doing my first vision board and the feeling that was so connected with doing this board. And I was so excited, and I went out and bought a cork board, and I bought some magazines and some stick pins, and I came home, and I just had this feeling in my stomach, like this tingling feeling. And as I went through my magazines, I would cut out some pictures, and I had pictures spread out all around me. And then I would, after I was done gathering, I went back and re-looked at my pictures and just started putting them up on my vision board. And the whole time I was doing it, I just had this wonderful tingling feeling in my stomach. And that's just my first experience of actually doing them.
Okay, I can actually see you doing all of that right now. And you're making me really homesick for Greece, by the way.
Oh, yeah, me too. That's up on my vision board at the moment.
Good. I know we're, I think, past due.
Yeah, no kidding.
So how does the envisioning work for manifesting what you want then? I somehow relate it to energy, and that's how I tapped into my alpha zone that my listeners are listening to on this podcast. Does it have anything to do with energy guiding your life?
Yeah, totally, in my belief it does, because as we go through our days, we get bogged down and distracted and caught up in everyday life things like our bills and our health or your love life or, you know, things that we have to go through every day. And So the energy is something that we need to bring to visualizing our vision board. Like, you actually need to step out of, I don't want to say negative, because I mean, paying bills and doing housework and all that stuff isn't a negative thing, but you have to step out of your everyday life and visualize to see what you want to happen. So you need to create that energy, like, as I call it, the tingling in my stomach, like whatever the feeling is in you, you need to bring that energy to your vision board. So if you want an example, I will give you an example of what I did. So at one point a few years ago, we needed a new vehicle, and we agreed on what we wanted. We wanted a truck, and I was going to be the one that was driving it. So for the most part. So what I did was, yes, we both agreed on a truck, my husband and I, but I started visualizing the truck that I wanted. So when I would get into the vehicle that I had at the time, I would see my hand on a steering wheel of the new vehicle I wanted. I would feel the sunroof open with the sun and the fresh air coming down on me. I would, I specifically wanted a black truck. So I was envisioning a black truck. I would imagine my kids and I driving to the lake and singing songs to the radio and being happy while we were driving. I would smell the smell of a new vehicle. Leo had never had a new vehicle, and I wanted him to experience that as well as myself, because I wanted a new vehicle. We'd never had a brand new vehicle together, so it was something that we both really wanted. So I would imagine that, oh my gosh, that, you know, that new vehicle smell. And I would envision Leo and I going on trips together and the experiences that we would take. And so every time you're doing that, you are bringing that energy, that positive energy, that feeling of, in my case, it would be a feeling of sharing love and happiness with my family, driving this new vehicle, because it would take us on these experiences. So yes, I would say energy absolutely is something to do with guiding your life.
Okay, so stepping out of what's mundane and taking the time to just relax and do all that visualizing, that imaging in your mind to create that space that energy is going to work in.
I was saying, when I got into my current vehicle, that I wanted to have a new vehicle. It doesn't have to be just when I was driving that vehicle. It could be anytime when you're washing the dishes, you know, imagine yourself in whatever it is you want to bring into your life and bring that feeling up that you want to experience.
It sounds great. And I love that you give the example, because I've been on workshops where we've done not visioning, but actually some hypnosis, and it's different. I know, but the example I'm giving is because I saw a man in the workshop with me who could not imagine what the leader was telling us to do. Right. He was telling us to imagine balloons tied to our wrist, like we do when we're children and we have balloons. And he couldn't imagine that. So a lot of people can't. They don't know what that means to imagine. And so giving examples like this, like how you go through the process, is beneficial.
Oh, good. Because I have a number of them.
Well, we'll see how much time we have.
Yeah.
And so that was a really, really good definition. So is there more that you could add to the premise behind it, or how you believe it works?
Well, I would like to add a little bit to it. And I would like to quote Dr. Wayne Dyer, who is one of my all-time favorite people of all time. So one of the things he says, you will see it when you believe it. So not that you have to actually have the item in your hand first. You have to actually imagine the item there first, and then it's going to come to you, right? Like, you have to believe first. You have to believe first, mm-hmm. and then the stuff comes. Mm-hmm. And one other thing I would like to add is that you have to be quite clear on what you want, right? Like, you have to take a few minutes, and I get into a little bit more detail on this, but be intentional on what you want. Like, you can't just be all over the place, right? So this is kind of maybe going back to the other question a bit, but so often we're living on autopilot and we're not thinking about what we want. And we're thinking about getting up and going to work and getting our kids ready for school and getting the house cleaned and supper made and getting to hockey practice or whatever, right? Like there's always something going on. So we're not truly thinking of our dreams and goals when we're in those busy states. So the vision board is going to bring you back to a daily reminder to put your focus back on your dreams, right? The vision board's going to get you fired up and thinking about your passion. And I'm going to reference that tingle in my stomach again. So that's what gets me going, is that feeling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think Dr. Dyer, he used to create the cover of his books before he wrote them. So he would have that sitting on his desk, and then he would write his book and he would be looking at the cover.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And he was even when he would go on stage and speak, often mm-hmm. he would not have anything prepared. Like he would, you know, visualize what he wants to talk about and it would come to him and come through him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amazing man.
And yes, and like you say, be clear on what you want and set your intention is part of it.
Right.
So does it just work for physical objects?
No, I believe that it can work for anything that you want to bring into your life. And for example, on my vision board, I wanted to get healthier. And so that included eating healthier foods and getting more exercise. So one of the things I have on my vision board is like some healthy salads. I have a picture of a person walking with a dog. And then once I had my own picture of me walking with my dogs, then I put that up on there. And so if you want to be happier, if happier is something that you want to bring into your life, then get pictures of a time when you were happy, or get pictures, like you can go on Google and get pictures of a happy person. It doesn't have to be you. It just has to be an image reminding you that you want that happiness, right? So no, it does not have to be a physical object. It can be anything. It can be a new person in your life, a new person you want to date, or it can be anything.
Okay, so let's then tie this into self-esteem, because Alpha Unleashed is about living in your creative zone, your passionate zone, and then increasing your self-esteem, because that is a place of creation.
Right.
So can a person use a vision board to do that?
Absolutely. So you can create, in my mind, a vision board to do with absolutely anything, but specifically for self-esteem. What I would do, and I don't have myself, I don't have specific boards. Like I don't have a specific self-esteem board. I don't have a specific, or like say you're getting married, a wedding board, you absolutely can do that. But I put all mine on one board, and on my board, so things for self-esteem that you could do or that I have done is you could find words that resonate with how you want to elevate your self-esteem, or you can find pictures, right, of people. So an example, I'm going to give you a few words that I would put for self-esteem and have put on my board are something like, I am worthy. I am very good at. So say you want to be, maybe you want to be an author. So maybe you would have that on your vision board. I am very good at writing, or I am very good at playing sports, or I'm a very good friend. Or words such as I can, I do, I am, I love myself. Like anything that you can imagine to bring up for your self-esteem, you can put it on there.
It's part of the plan then that you talked about, setting the intention and firing those tinglings in your stomach by believing those words that you're saying. Like Dr. Wayne Dyer said, you have to believe it. And you said above, you have to believe it first. Okay, so you've given us quite a few examples. Those are great. And I want to go into a particular story that you would like to share about your, because you said you have some examples.
Oh, yes. Okay. So this one is about our house. So this is like my, well, I will say hugest vision that I manifested. But anyway, years ago, Leo and I were wanting to get a new house. And I just started, you know, looking on the internet for the real estate markets. Anyway, I went and looked at a few houses and nothing was feeling right. So I happened upon this house one day and I showed him and I'm like, oh my gosh, Leo, we have to go see this. And he's like, no way. It's way, way, way out of our price range. So what I did was, I'm like, yeah, you're right. Right. And then I don't know how long after, I phoned the realtor. Like, yeah, I need to see this house. So I asked Leo if he'd go with me. And again, he's like, no, it's too far out of our price range. I'm like, okay. So I went by myself. And first of all, actually what happened first was my son and I drove up to the house and it has green space behind us, a walking park. So I remember pulling up to this house. I actually remember exactly what I was wearing, which never happens for me. Anyway, I remember pulling up in front of this house and Colt and I ran behind it. And I was going, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I can't believe this house. Right. So then I came with the realtor and looked through the house. And I just, as soon as I walked in, I was like, oh, this just feels amazing. So then I said, convince Leo to come and look at the house with me. And so I finally convinced him, right? So we put in an offer and our offer had it has a condition of the current house that we're in that had to sell. And we put in such a low offer that the realtor laughed at us. And he said, there is no way they're going to accept that offer. And Leo's like, yeah, well, what can we lose, right? You know, so anyway, we put in this offer. And in the meantime, my kids would go to school. I'd get a coffee and I'd come and sit in front of this house and drink my coffee and imagine myself in this house with my family. And then Leo and I started to do it together. And one night we even pulled into the driveway. The house was empty, like there was nobody living here at that time. And we pulled into the driveway. We both had a coffee and we sat here and we talked about what it would be like living. Like I can remember this like it was yesterday. That's how visual it was to us. And now still, anyway, so we did end up getting this house, which was like the realtor could not believe it. He said, I have never seen anything like that happen before. So yes, we've been living here for 7 years now in this house. And I'm thankful. And you know, I go for, even if I don't go for a walk every day, which I try to do just about every day, I am thankful every single day. Like I am so grateful. And I say it, right? I'm so grateful for this house. We've had created so many memories, so many more memories. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to the universe as I'm going about my day.
And I want to point out that you said two things that I think really would help people who are creating a vision board for self-esteem as well. One is the gratitude part. So not only are you thanking every day, but that can be part of what they put on their board, right? Something having to do with gratitude.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, that would absolutely be one of the words on your board. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think it opens up that space, that energy space of welcoming what is out there for us to welcome into our world.
Yes, absolutely.
The other thing that you said was, I went and looked at it before I even contacted the realtor. So you are doing things. You're not just in your house doing the dishes, thinking about what you want and imagining it and engaging your senses. You are actually going and physically going to what you want or finding an example somewhere of what it is that you want and engaging your senses with it.
Yes, that's actually one of my points I was going to touch on a little bit later in this is that you need to take action, right? Mm-hmm. Like you need to visualize, but just like what you just said, you need to also take some sort of step to encourage the visualization to come forth, right? Mm-hmm. So another example is I actually had a whole bunch more words. I didn't know how much time we would have. So I have a whole bunch more words, but even like, so saying one of my words was, I am beautiful, right? So mm-hmm. I love myself. So in the mirror, and I know this is one of the things that you talk about is in the mirror every morning. So have that on your vision board. I am beautiful. I love myself, but also in the mirror, tell yourself that every day. Because you are going to start to believe that, right? Mm-hmm. I am beautiful. I am smart. I am kind. I'm a star. Like so many things that you could have on your board, but also look at yourself as you talk about and say it to yourself in the mirror.
And engaging, again, your whole body, all your senses. And
right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. When you talk about looking in your mirror, and I've given that example as well in the podcast, it does something to you other than just saying something to yourself or saying something out loud. But when you're looking in the mirror, it's looking deep into your soul, because you're looking in your eyes, and those are the portals to our soul. And it really, I'm getting teary as I talk about it, because it really touches who we are inside. And okay, I'm going to make my voice not quiver here, but it touches our soul and it makes us realize that we are worthy.
I don't know,
like, that is one of the most powerful exercises, I believe. And it really ties in well with what you're talking about here, and especially the action part. Take action. You're not going to fire up or find that tingling in your stomach as much as when you are fully engaged.
Right. Not at all. And another thing, just to add to what you're talking about, is the mirror, is that some people can't even look at themselves in the mirror, right? Like, some people can't even look in their eyes in the mirror. So that might be one of your first steps. So put whatever your word is that you want, or words, number of words on your vision board. And then that could be your action step. Today, I'm going to look in the mirror for 10 seconds, right? Like, do a set a goal. And then say I love myself, or whatever. Maybe you can't even say that, whatever your first step is. But look at your eyes, set your goal, and say that. And you will work up to believing this, right? Believing in yourself, increasing your self-esteem.
That's awesome. So I've told you before, and I'll say it again, I've told many people about how you and your husband Leo have manifested things in your life, and the things that you want to experience. And for some people, that is, even though we're giving them these steps, it's difficult for them to grasp onto. Is there anything else that you would like to say to those people who just really don't have a clue about how this would even start?
I'm going to just go back to what Leo said about our house. His thing is, what could you lose? Right? What can you lose? Nothing. So what I would say is just try it, right? Just try it. But my suggestion is to create an atmosphere while you're doing this, right? So you get that tingle in your stomach. So create an atmosphere, maybe put some music on, or light a candle and set the mood that you want for yourself. And you can just, this is just time for yourself. Or I know some people do vision board parties, whatever is your thing. I suggest the first time you're doing it, just do it for you. Spend some time just doing you, and shut off your phone, shut off your distractions, and start to tune in to what it is that you really want to bring into your life. So another thing you can do is just write it down first, if you like, and then, maybe that will help you become clear. And then set your intention. What do you want? What do you value? What are your dreams and goals? And start with that. And then get your magazines and just start going through them. Like, that's that. You can also do, I mean, there's different Pinterest things and stuff, but the way I feel the best about it, and the energy most for me, is actually going through magazines. Or I even go on Google and I'll print images that I want. Like, I have images of Greece up on my board as we talked, right? So I get a picture of Greece that I just love and put it up there. So feel those pictures. See if they bring you joy as you're looking at them, right? So then once you have those images, put them up on your board, and you can, you can move them around and rearrange how you want. And if it doesn't feel right, take it off. Like, it's not something that has to stay on there. And then put the board where you can see it. Like, you can't just throw stuff on a board and then put it in your closet, right? The purpose of the vision board is to create your vision that you want to see in your life, but also for you to bring your focus to that, right? Because as I said earlier, we get wrapped up in our lives and have so much going on that we do not focus on our dreams lots of times. So the vision board, you want somewhere where you can see and bring your focus to it, and bring up those feelings that I gave examples of, and then give it a go. But as we said, you need to take action, right? So another example is say you maybe don't have a lot of confidence. So maybe join a speaking group, right? Where you have to get up and speak, or go to, all cities have meetups, go to a meetup, and that will build your speaking skills, your confidence, whatever it is, but you do have to take the step. And to the people that maybe don't totally believe in it, I just say, give it a go. And, you know, as in anything, it's done so much for us that I think everybody should give it a try.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And going to meetups and groups, actually, you can take all these selfies while you're there with those people that are helping you and put those on your vision board.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Then you have community that's supporting you in all of this.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Okay. So we have a few minutes left. I remember asking you one time, because I had a small vision board and I just wasn't feeling like anything was happening for me. And I asked you if it could be too crowded, and you did allude to that. You said, take it off. So we have a few minutes left. So speak a little bit to that overwhelming or overcrowded. And then I'm just going to ask you how people get a hold of you, and we'll wrap it up. So just about overcrowding.
Okay. Yeah. So it can be, like, I know mine at the moment, what I do is when I see a picture, an image, I stick it on my board quick, right? And then when I have time to go back and rearrange it and make it, everything I do is how I feel about it, right? So I want it to feel good. So in your particular case too, one other thing we did talk about was, how did you feel when you put those pictures up there? Right? I had said to you, were you anxious? Were you happy? Were you sad? Like, what was the feeling that was attached to that picture? So I did say, take some down, but also maybe remove some, and then get in your space of gratitude and the feeling that you want with that picture. And when you have the right feeling attached to it, the right energy, then put it back up on your board. So that, and yeah, I personally don't like mine really cluttered, but I know some people do. So they have like a mishmash. For me, I can't look at it like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the point being, it's very visceral for you. Get in touch with each picture that you have on there.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Get that feeling. My example is the tingling in my stomach. So whatever it is for you, like if it just brings you happiness, then I would suggest using that. But be in the right energy and mood when you're putting those pictures up.
I'm so glad I didn't cut that question out. That is probably the best tip of all you've talked about. And, you know, some people aren't visceral. They don't feel it, but they're attracted to maybe color or vocabulary or whatever resonates with you is what is important in the images that you pick for your vision board and for how you're visioning in your brain.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell our listeners before we sign off?
I think just to reiterate, I would absolutely get clear on your goals and your dreams. Set your intention, what you want to bring into your life. This can be an absolute amazing, amazing tool, right? Mm-hmm. And then again, to take action, right? That's the step that you need to go along with it. It's not just something like, if you want a job, your job isn't all of a sudden going to appear because you put it up on your vision board. You need to send out your resume. You need to call people. You need to take action to go along with it. But the visualization of the job is going to bring it into your life quicker.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay. How can people get a hold of you?
They can email me at mirauk@sastel.net. So mirauk@sastel.net. Or they can just find me on Facebook under Krista Miro, and message me or whatever. I love talking about this subject and helping people create vision boards. And it's just it's absolutely one of my passions. Like even us talking about this, I just have that feeling, right? Anytime I talk about it. So visualization.
Me too. I hope our listeners feel the same. And I want to welcome everyone to tune in again for episode 4. Thank you so much, Krista, for being my guest. And until next time, it's time to unleash your alpha. It's time to unleash your soul.
Now that Nadine has shared some tools to help you tap into your alpha zone and increase your self-esteem, it's time for you to take charge and live a powerful, confident life. If what Nadine has spoken about today resonated with you and you would like to explore more, Nadine invites you to schedule an appointment with her via her website at www.hatsoff.ca, spelled HATZOFF.ca. Thank you for listening. For more episodes, please visit the Tenacious Living Network at TLRStation.com.